Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess, and I am in the studio roundtable with Nathan Pilcher. And Nathan is a Dallas Fire Department member and also a rescue specialist in the Texas Task Force 2. So we are actually just talking about right now a little bit more about the foundation, the Sons of the Flag. And so, Nathan, you know, my first question about this would be, how did you come up with the idea of the Sons of the Flag? How did it get started?
Well, our executive director, Ryan Parrott, he's a retired Navy SEAL, met Samuel Brown, which is an Army Ranger. Samuel and Ryan met each other, and they got to talking about Sam's injury in Afghanistan. And Ryan asked, what are they doing for you guys? What are they doing for burn survivors? You know, has it progressed? You know, is it getting better? And Samuel pretty much stated that it's not. So after a few conversations, you know, Ryan gathered up a team, and we've pretty much made it our mission to fix this. You know, to fix the limited technology and to advance all the treatments for burns.
Well, somebody's got to do something, and it seems that you have quite a team with you. So what are some events that y'all do that really raise awareness or, you know, get people realizing that the Sons of the Flag exist?
Well, the first kickoff was we went to BAMC, Brooks Army Medical Center. It's a DOD hospital in San Antonio. They got a state-of-the-art burn treatment center. They kind of advised us on where we need to send our money, what we need to do to maximize, you know, what we gain out of this. So they're kind of our medical advisory board. Our first big event is going to be November 18th at the Cowboy Stadium. We have been agreed with the Cowboys to let us skydive over the stadium. And it's going to be the first time that soldiers from every war dating back to World War II, we actually got I think he turned 90 last week. He confirmed he's going to jump with us. And I say us. That's going to be our military guys, one FDNY fireman, John Walters. Myself will be probably on the ground with you, just kind of taking notes and watching the whole thing like everybody else. But they're going to have soldiers from every war dating back to World War II, and they're going to hold an American flag. They're all going to sign it and then auction it off for the foundation.
Wow, so you have a World War II vet going to jump out too?
Yes, ma'am. We talked to him last night, and he confirmed he's going to jump.
Wow, that's quite a man. That's amazing. So how many people you said total are going to be jumping?
I believe there's probably going to be close to 10 to 15 jumpers.
Wow. Definitely. I will be on the ground watching with you. That would be some sort of huge fear that I'd have to get by. And also, I think I'd have to check my insurance to make sure I was covered. Have you ever jumped out of a plane before?
I was scared to death of it. No way. I'll run in a burning building, but I'm not jumping out of a plane. That's silly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild, though. But
I probably will before it's over, though.
Yeah.
You got to face your fears, get better at them, like I said.
So they're going to sign this flag, and so are people going to be able to bid on that there at
Absolutely.
The game?
You know, I don't know the details on that. Right now, we've been working with the Cowboys, getting there, you know, all the logistics of the jump, the landing zone. We've got a plane donated to us. It's an old World War II Army plane. If you look on our Facebook page, Sons of the Flag at Facebook, you can actually vote on which plane you think we ought to use. There's a Vietnam plane and a World War II, and I think the World War II plane's taking a stout lead in the race.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a neat deal.
I can't wait to be there. That's really cool. So how did y'all set all that up, I mean, with the Cowboys?
Last year at the Veterans Day game, Ryan Parrott and Kenny Graves, two ex-SEALs, they rappelled out of the scoreboard with the game ball and the coin. So this year he just maximizes contacts and come up with the idea to do the first ever over football stadium, and it just took off from there. The Cowboys were real willing, and they said they liked how it sounded. So here we go.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to check that out. I've actually never seen anybody skydive in Cowboys Stadium, and I know Cowboys Stadium has a lot of things going on. So what day is that again?
That's November 18th. The Cowboys, I believe, are playing the Bills.
Yeah, definitely. So if y'all want to see that, you definitely want to get a ticket to that game. But, you know, besides being able to see some really cool people jumping out of a plane, which I think is really neat, how does the public, if they're not able to go to the Cowboys game or whatever, how do they get involved with the Sons of the Flag organization?
Well, we got a website, www.sonsoftheflag.org. Or you can go on Facebook and you can like us. We're, you know, really pushing for that. It seems like everybody has a Facebook. Obviously, on our website, we have a donations page. We take cash donations. That's probably the best. Or if you can't do it financially, just spread the word. Tell people about it. You know, check it out. Read the stories on there. We've got a lot of stories. If any civilians have burn survivor stories, we'd like to hear them and post them on our Facebook and our website. You know, we got T-shirts. We got a merchandise we sell as the shirt and hat I got, and that's pretty much it.
That's neat. So what was the website again?
www.sonsoftheflag.org, and we're also on Facebook. And
as you also had, I guess, some of the guys that are in charge in the executive board were actually on WBAP recently, right?
Absolutely. Ryan Parrott, a.k.a. Birdman. Most people don't know him as Ryan Parrott, so we'll use Birdman. Birdman and Ryan Hyman, our president, they were on WBAP about 2 weeks ago, and they rocked it. They did a real good job. These guys are a lot better at speaking than I am.
No, come on. No, that's great. I think you've done a great job, and I appreciate you coming out tonight. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience?
Check out Sons of the Flag. It's going to be huge. It's our passion. It's our mission. You know, we all believe in it, and we're going to make it work. There is going to be no failure in this. And also the Honey Boo Boo shots. I imagine all the guys I work with in the fire department will be knocking the bar down for those. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's in them, though. It kind of scares me. Just the name itself scares me.
They won't scare these guys off.
If anybody's interested, so just one other thing. If there's people that are listening that are young or old or whatever, have the option of being a firefighter, do you have any last comment to suggest somebody that's thinking about doing that career?
Absolutely. I tell everyone that ever comes to me that asks about being a fireman, I tell them the same thing. If you really want to be a fireman, you never give up. You know, you don't settle because it's a job. You know, if you want to be good at it, work with good firemen. If you really believe in it, don't ever give up. Because if you give up, it's not going to happen. If you're just doing it for a job, then you probably need to go on down the road because you're not going to be very good at it. You know, it's a job that requires passion to do good. So I don't know many that don't love it. I think it's the best job in the world. And if I had to do over again, it's what I'd do.
You'd choose it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I go to work every day like it's the first day. I just love to go to work.
That's neat. I think there's a lot of people out there that would like to feel that way. So I really appreciate having you here at the Studio Roundtable, Nathan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for letting me be here, Ashley.
Well, thank you. And for our audience, you know, I always like the name of Perspectives because everybody has their own perspective. And, you know, Nathan's really loves his job, and every day he comes to it, and it's like a new job. It's like a new day. It's a new thing. It's wonderful. And I know a lot of people are stuck in what they're doing. And if you are, like I was saying earlier, try to find the aspects of your career that you can find that you love, as well as maybe figuring out maybe more of your strengths and being able to see the things that you really do well and find your strengths within that. Because sometimes we know the life path or we want to change the life path, but at that exact time we can't because we have other extenuating circumstances. But begin to educate yourself on what you want to do. And if you know, and if you need to take classes, begin to figure out a way of doing that. If it's understanding the career and making sure that's what you want to do, find someone that's doing it and contact them and talk to them. You know, a lot of us have more friends than we even know, especially if you're on Facebook or whatever. Start looking around and realizing it's not about collecting the numbers on Facebook. It's about actually getting to know the people around you because they might have something interesting to share with you and it could change your life. You never know. Sometimes the people we need to know, we already know. So that's always interesting. Also, when you get a chance, go to www.liveyourtruelife.org. Again, you know, it's that site, www.liveyourtruelife.org. And I just recently put up a really great blog on how to effectively communicate to get heard by others every time. And I always joke around about, can you hear me? You know, the Verizon guy. So the whole concept is, you know what, you can be heard every time because it's not about what you're saying. It's not about the great concept you have. The great concept is great, but it's about being able to convey the concept so other people can understand and get it and be able to understand where you're coming from, because if they don't, you know what, your concept is lost. Your idea is gone. It's about being able to connect and being able to talk with others. So I think tonight a lot of us were able to learn that somebody can take your career and you take your passion and you extend it to a different level as well by even helping more people. So Nathan's not only being a firefighter on a daily basis, but he's also working with the Sons of the Flag to help burn victims. And I think this is very interesting because it's something that needs to be done. I actually have done some research on it, and it is few and far between on people that are actually raising the awareness and trying to get the money to change the medical advancements and trying to change and help people. So when you do get a chance, go to www.sonsoftheflag.org. Again, sonsoftheflag.org, and get some more information on that and get involved, because I think all of us have been affected one way or another with a burn situation, whether it's a relative or yourself or whoever it might be. So I think it's something that's very important and needs to be taken care of, as well as Big Tex. You know, we all feel bad about Big Tex, and he will be rebuilt bigger and better and faster. And I think that's important to understand is that, you know, in the end, it was just a machine. You know, if it was a human being in actuality, it would be very sad. So, you know, there is a person that does that voice. That's one thing. But the actual mechanical head, that's a different thing. So when you get a chance, check out the website. Also, check out the Sons of the Flag and realize that you are you. You are somebody that can only do what you do. Nobody else can do it better. There's something that you do better than anybody else can. So if you can think and focus on that and understand your quality and what you give to society by that and derive your value off that, you will not ever have another negative bad day. Once you are, if you are having a bad day, you just restart up, start again. Turn the engine down to zero, you know, put it in park, turn take the key out and start it up again and realize that you can change it up. You can change your life just like you can change your day, and you can make your life happy, and you can do what you want to do. And so find those things that you contribute to society that no one else can. Think about it and realize that you do have a place, you are a memorable person, and you have a lot to give. So don't forget to tune in next Sunday to Perspectives at 8 o'clock, as always, Central Standard Time. And if you have a story or anything that you would like to discuss on the air, do give me a call. And you can call the station at 888-787-5543, as well as you can check out Facebook, The Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 AM, or you can also check out Facebook for the Live Your True Life. Either way. So I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. I know there's a lot of people outside that are going to the Madonna concert or actually are in the Madonna concert, so at least I won't have much traffic leaving. So anyway, have a great night. I hope you have a relaxing rest of your Sunday. And remember, it's all about the way you think. You know what? It's all about your perspective. So good night for now and have a great rest of your evening. Bye-bye.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.